Mama told me a horror story when I was a little young. Yeah, it involved monsters and killings and guns. But it wasn't your ordinary horror story that you hear when you're young. It was about the reason she left Cambodia and had to run to different countries like Thailand. My fam almost didn't make it. But motivated to stay alive, they made it to the station and waited patient as the homeland was raided by their own people, self-devoured by evil cowards who tried to empower the country we called ours. And after hours and hours of murders, it was time to get out of the place, get over to the States. At least we could be safe. Because the combination of human condensation and decreasing population made a proper statement that we will not make it alive if we try to survive here in the eyes of a devil. The odds are incredible, at least slim. So the next step to go is to Westmore. At least we could rest, but never forget the rest of what's left in the deaths of our family members, including Granddaddy. He didn't make it because of mine. He was blessed with the heart he possessed, too smart for the rest, or they took him away. And till this day, Mama doesn't know if he's alive or in the grave. But calculating the ratio of those who survived and the percentile of how many are alive, most likely Granddaddy is one of the 1.7 million or 27% of the population who died. Then Daddy told me a horror story when I was just a little young. And yeah, it involved monsters and killings and even guns. But it wasn't your ordinary horror story that you hear when you're young. It was about the reason he left Cambodia and why he had to run. The monster was Pol Pot. The killings were endless and the guns blasting, everlasting. See, Daddy had a heart problem and a couple younger brothers and sisters, and a loving mother assisted by a knowledgeable and wise father who loved to preach and teach to reach the minds of his people. But remember, education was equivalent to execution, and that consisted of starvation, a round of bullets in your body, your head to a tree, or electrocution, because they despised the evolution of their people, so their solution was to execute them. But with a mind full of knowledge and the wisdom of a farmer, he proceeded to take his family farther away from all of the pain as possibility and determination would allow him to. Now, being temporary residents of a jungle, his sleepless nights caused them to wish they could sleep and dream of life and see the light that was once given to them. Then that dream blurs, and they're reminded of the nightmare that occurs within a few miles away. Finally became fellow inmates at a refugee camp and made it to the USA because Daddy had a heart problem and needed a good doctor. Came to the famous Mayo Clinic right here in Rochester. But it still sends chills down my spine knowing that the mountains of bones could have very well been one of my own. How could you walk with a smile down an aisle of skeletons of men, women, and children, civilians, knowing those are your own people and you killed them? They could have been your uncle, aunt, niece, nephew, cousin, or mother, or even your father, sister, or brother, your own flesh and blood. Instead, you feel refreshed by the sensation of eliminating the blood out of the flesh of your own flesh and blood. How can you sleep with yourself knowing that you ruin lives of many? Because if you kill even one individual, you're causing pain, suffering, and agony for the family. So actually, the casualty of that one individual can be defined as a tragedy. See, this attempted genocide of generations helped open my eyes to the revelations of my family and what we've become. And to have the knowledge of why my parents really are so proud of me, likewise, I'm so proud to be the oldest son when Mama told me a story.